Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by
law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation, brought to you by the Public Square app and Patriot Gold Group. We're talking about growing in grace. Comes from 2 Peter 3:18. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How do you grow in grace? What does that even mean? So on Monday, we talked about justification, which you can't grow in. Yesterday, we talked about sanctification, which you must grow in. So what is grace, though? The thing that is supposed to grow. So the Greek word that Paul uses is charis. It's spelled C-H-A-R-I-S, charis. We could spend a year on this word. Let me just give you the Greek definition here. So let's just see if these are things that you want to grow in or not. So here's the Greek definition of charis, C-H-A-R-I-S. That which affords joy, pleasure, delight, sweetness, charm, loveliness, grace of speech, goodwill, loving kindness, favor, the merciful kindness by which God, exerting his holy influence upon souls, turns them to Christ, keeps, strengthens, increases them in Christian faith, knowledge, affection, and kindles them to the exercise of the Christian virtues, benefit, bounty. These are all amazing things that I would like to grow in. This is the original Webster's Dictionary, 1828. There's actually 20 different definitions. I've never seen a word in the original dictionary with 20 different definitions to it. Grace. So I think these are the ones most relevant to us. These are the things we need to grow in. This is what God says, grow in these things. Virtuous or religious affection or disposition. Faith, meekness, humility, patience, proceeding from divine influence. That in manner, deportment, or language, which renders it appropriate and agreeable, suitableness, elegant, elegance with appropriate dignity. Grace was in all her steps. So I know I threw a lot out there, but do you have a feeling? You have a feeling, a sense of this word, that this is a collection of things that we need to grow in? Charis. And like, this shouldn't be surprising. Like, it's obvious we need to grow in things. Plants grow, healthy plants grow, healthy animals grow, healthy people grow. So why should the growth of souls be any different? John 15, I am the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. Skip to verse 8. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. God wants you to grow. Don't take my word for it. 2 Thessalonians 1:3. Paul says, your faith grows exceedingly. 1 Thessalonians 4:10. We beseech you that you increase more and more. Colossians 1:10. Increasing in the knowledge of God. 2 Corinthians 10:15. Having hope when your faith is increased. 1 Thessalonians 3:12, the Lord makes you to increase in love. Ephesians 4:15, that you may grow up into him in all things. Philippians 1:9, I pray that your love may abound more and more. 1 Thessalonians 4:1, we beseech you as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God. so you would abound more and more. 1 Peter 2:2. Peter says, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow. 2 Peter 3:18, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Grow. God doesn't want you standing still. He wants your grace to grow. God speaks of weak faith and strong faith and Christians as newborn babies and little children and young men and fathers, all implying, not implying, all speaking to growth. And I want to grow in the things that we started this episode on. I want to grow in joy and loveliness and loving kindness and all these great, wonderful Christian virtues. I want to grow in these things. So far this week, we've gone over justification, how we're grateful for that. We talked about sanctification, how we want that. Today, we talked about what that is. That we want more of grace. And it's very obvious that God wants us to grow in that too. But how do you know if you are growing in grace? And it's actually a very simple test. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.